There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start in Australia, where religious Zionism MK Simcha Rothman has been denied entry hours before departure, citing concerns over spreading hate and division. According to the Australian Jewish Association, he was scheduled to visit Jewish schools and meet with victims of anti-Semitism. According to a statement from Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, the government's stance regarding the visit is that, quote, "If you are coming to Australia to spread a message of hate and division, we don't want you here," unquote. Critics have condemned the move as anti-Semitic and warned that it could deter Jewish visitors, fueling fears of increased emigration. News from the United Kingdom now, and the Imperial War Museum is facing criticism over its Holocaust exhibit, which describes Nazi racial laws based on Jewish grandparentage. Critics argue that the museum's wording misrepresents the Nazis' intent, suggesting that religious observance influenced persecution. Despite this, the museum declined to amend the description, citing expert review and a curatorial confidence. The controversy underscores ongoing debates over how Holocaust history is interpreted and presented. Last week, students from 24 U.S. universities participated in a 10-day tour of Israel. Organized by Hasbara Fellowships and IsraelAmbassadors.com, the program aimed to counter misinformation through first-hand experience. Participants met with politicians, visited the site of the October 7th Hamas attack, gaining direct insight into Israel's realities amid ongoing tensions. The trip focused on equipping students to effectively challenge anti-Israel narratives on their campuses and to empower them to advocate for Israel's perspective. Liang Dahu, a Chinese immigrant in Brooklyn, faced challenges studying Talmud due to archaic English translations. Using ChatGPT, he translates texts into Mandarin, enhancing his learning. Inspired by Fiddler on the Roof, whose fascination with Jewish culture grew through friendships and relocation to New York. Now converting to Judaism and studying with a rabbi, his journey blends Chinese and Jewish traditions, showcasing how technology and passion can bridge cultural worlds and foster faith. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Massive protests in Tel Aviv this weekend drew over 500,000 people demanding an end to the Gaza war and hostage releases, marking one of the largest gatherings since the conflict's start. Facing a soldier shortage of up to 12,000, the IDF plans to actively recruit young Jews abroad. The United Kingdom plans to prosecute 60 more individuals supporting banned group Palestine Action amid over 700 arrests since July. The British Paralympic wheelchair basketball team ignored Israel's national anthem before Saturday's match in Cologne, turning away in disrespect. Dozens of Israeli tourists in Bosnia were unexpectedly stranded after their passports were discarded, extending their stay by days. Israeli authorities are actively managing the situation, ensuring assistance for those affected. Schneider Children's Medical Center of Israel unveils its first therapeutic playroom, honoring Shiri, Ariel and Kafir Bibas. Supported by Toys for Simcha, it marks the start of four such inspiring spaces. And finally, despite recent military tensions in Israel, the Alexander Muss High School program demonstrated resilience and dedication. Led by CEO Talia Riedler, the initiative aimed to send 420 students to volunteer in local orphanages. Through personal negotiations, Riedler secured 200 spots with crucial support from LL Airlines. Meanwhile, organizations like IETA and Route 1 quickly adapted, organizing alternative trips abroad. These efforts highlight a steadfast commitment to Jewish education and cultural exchange, proving that learning and community bonds can thrive even amid geopolitical unrest. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.